The Sharks lose a tough one, 2-1 to the Boston Bruins, which means they weren't wicked awesome. Welcome to this edition of Teal Town After Dark. I am joined by Rocket Backhander.
Hello.
Joined briefly by AJ Strong.
Hey, now.
And we will have Alex Martinet in just a jiffy. Of course, if you want to be part of the show, you can do so. Join us in the YouTube chat on the page or the app and join the conversation. You can also use the Twitter hashtag TealTownUSA. You can also follow us on all sorts of social media channels, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, SoundCloud, and the YouTubes. All right. That being said, hello everyone. Great, you can follow me at PuckGuy14 on the Twitter machine. So let's just deep dive into this bad boy as the Sharks lose a toughie 2-1. Your initial thoughts, Miss Backhander?
Well, you know, okay, so tonight we gave away the 95th rookie goal, and that's so Sharks.
95th?
95th. Mr. Hahn said 95.
Oh.
It was Mr. Hahn? Okay, cool. Wow, I was right on that? Sweet. AJ, your initial thoughts?
Oh, dude, I'm so pissed off right now. But initial thoughts might have been the best game defensively that I've ever seen Brendan Dillon play.
Oh, you are not kidding about no, that.
You are damn on, right on.
So that one, I mean, it literally was one of the best defensive games I've ever seen Brendan Dillon throw down. I mean, just totally perfectly played that breakaway in the first period. I mean, just it was perfecto. Everybody, no starfish defense, none of that. It was played perfectly. Now, on the flip side of that, NHL refs, what the hell are you looking at when Khudobin basically pulls his best Marty Turco impression with a couple minutes left and just throws his butt on the ice and, oh, there's a post behind me and it just happened to come off. Get the hell out of here! Assholes.
Oh, my.
Wow. Here's another dollar in the swear jar. Yeah, that one was a little interesting and ticky-tacky, to say the least. And we'll get into that as
well. Oh, look who showed up.
There he is, I think. Maybe. There he is. Hi there. There he is.
Hey. How you guys doing?
Good, good, good. Rocking a fresh cut, too, I see. Very nice.
Yeah, I had to cut it off. A little
good,
bit too.
It looks good.
Dude, all sliding right, into the show like a hostage video.
Oh, my God.
Things are in progress. All right, let me just say that.
I had some puns left over from last night's Puck Knowledge.
Oh, my God. Wow.
More puns for everyone.
So, Alex, your initial take on tonight's 2-1 loss to the Bees.
How about that no decision on that penalty call? Let's go there first. I mean, for the most part, I only watched the third period. So that was my initial reactions are, it looks like Joe Thornton probably played the best this game compared to his previous efforts. I don't know if that's just Boston, but as someone who's been really critical of, sorry, I do that, but really critical of this season. I just think that he was much better in front of the net. And I think that Pavelski and Burns, I like that combination getting. And I think they're starting to finally get into the form we've been finally getting accustomed to seeing, especially Burns. I think that was the player I liked best through the second or third period.
Dude, were you not watching Brendan Dillon? He was playing out of his mind tonight. And to know me is to know Brendan Tillen praise does not come easily to me.
Yeah, I'm kind of astounded by all of this.
I mean, I thought he was the best defenseman in the first five games of the season so far.
How's he been smoking? What? Go ahead.
Hey.
I thought Burns was the worst. I mean, if you look at the plus minus, Burns was minus 8 this year.
No, but yeah, minus 8 to go with his $8 million a year for 8 years. Yes.
I mean, but that's what we get with Burns.
Oh. But a bunch. Yes. All right. So let's jump into this. So, of course, the Sharks are on a power play, and Danton Heinen scores his first NHL goal.
Congratulations.
And can we just give it up to the Sharks? I mean, they have been known for so long. They've had this reputation for giving just about every player in hockey their first ever NHL goal. And I want to congratulate the Sharks tonight for changing up the script and saying, you know what, one is not enough. We're going to give you two.
I kind of wondered what the stat was on the Sharks giving rookies the hat trick. Perhaps once or twice?
I can look that up.
Go for it.
Go for it. Go for it while you look that up. But Heinen gets past Kevin LeBanc, makes it 1-0 Boston at 9:41 of the first. It's the shorty. I believe it's the first shorty of the year.
Definitely the first shorty of the year, and it was fugly. You see Bodker try to take it in with speed. He takes it into the left corner. Donskoy gets crossed up. Bodker offers no support. It ends up going back the other way. Boom, in the net. I don't know what – dude, Donskoy was trending up the last three – I mean, since they went on this road trip, Donskoy trending up, Bodker treading water. And now, I mean, dear Lord, can we bust – dude, put Bodker on the fourth line. Or you know what? Put him on the damn bench and bring up Hansen. I'm tired of this guy. I mean, yeah. Bodker was a tire fire tonight for me so many times.
All right, Rocket, your thoughts after 20 minutes. They were down 1-0, but they seem to have some stretches of decency, but early on they looked a little lackluster.
This team played like a group of young men who were struggling not only to find their identities as individual men, but struggling to find a harmonic balance between each other. It still feels like this team is struggling to find an identity, and it does feel much like San Francisco fog, really dense and thick with, you know, patches of light and hope at times. I believe that this will continue to burn off and, you know, it'll be bright and sunny by February, and then maybe it'll get cloudy again by April. I don't know yet. It depends on the humidity of the ice. I thought that they did have a couple of good stretches, but there was so many giveaways. It was worse than Oprah Winfrey. Like, they're just, it was three good passes, terrible giveaway. Bruins, terrible giveaway. Sharks, terrible giveaway, two good passes. And it just was like that, back and forth and back and forth. And they couldn't establish any kind of rhythm. They couldn't enter any kind of zone, neutral, offensive, defensive, any kind of cleanly. It was like chewing cotton after the first 20 minutes. It was frustrating and it didn't feel very good.
Yes, cotton mouth sucks. Can we hit the chat real quick from Rob Iman? Fact or fiction, Bodker gets placed on waivers by midseason. Fiction, hopefully he will get placed, or I should say, paired with Dylan Tomello to land us a fourth round pick in February. Right?
Hey, wow. Ouch.
Hey, now. Ouch. Can I just do my quick three stars right now?
Sure.
Because I already have. Okay, my third star goes to the shirt that Rocket is wearing, which she scored from the Levi Super Sale because it's glowy, sparkly. She never wears glitter, and so that's huge. My second star goes to that ridiculously awesome photo of me and Rocket over her right shoulder, just right there. And of course, my number one star goes to Rocket's collarbones because she's very proud of them.
Okay. All right. And if your name was...
She's trying to let you know she's in the red light district.
Score!
Would this be a perfect time to say, oh, good for you?
Sure.
No, I want one of those. I want one of those beacons over my bedpost. It's like, oh. Score!
Oh, it plays the goal horn, too.
Yeah.
Oh, you got to use your 615 horn.
No. No. No.
No.
No.
Alex,
I'd rather just play Buffalo's theme song or theme song, Buffalo's goal song over and over. If you don't score a goal, I guess it can't be a goal song. It is a theme song at that point, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, if I would be concerned if AJ had that light over his bed and then all of a sudden it went off and then a few minutes later it's all your fault. It's all your fault. All right, moving on. Alex, did you find that stat yet?
Yeah, yeah, no. I got it right here in my back pocket.
Oh, wait, what?
Yep.
Oh, boy. Oh, we've all cleared our throats, Alex.
I needed that.
No, I didn't find any stat like that. It just seems like it's first goal, but not really hat trick.
Got it.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. I believe was it.
Hold on. Do it again. Do it again. Everybody say hi, Pops.
Hi, Dad. I hope you like your stuff.
Oh, Rocket says, I hope you like your stuff.
Yeah.
Another happy customer from Rocket Backhander.
Very nice. All right. Moving on to the second period. On the power play, mind you, Joe Thornton passed it to the net. Repeat, Joe Thornton passed it to the net. He gets his second on the year, assisted by Heed and Burns. It also ties him 20th in the NHL's all-time scoring list with Jari Kurri. The game is tied 1-1. Alex, what did you take from Jumbo's power play goal?
I think on this trip, the Sharks are currently, this is their 4th out of 5 on the trip. So, I think he was just more open to shooting the puck, especially against Boston. Maybe it was something against Boston, but, was he on the first or second line on the power play?
I believe it was first.
Who are we talking about?
Thornton on the power play when he scored the goal.
Of course he's on the first.
Because I always been thinking, like, if he could get demoted to second line, would that strengthen the core? But I doubt Peter Bevor would ever do that.
It's funny you bring that up, because the thing that I was kind of digging a little bit is that you have who's on the top line? Is Thornton, Pavelski, Couture, Heed, sure. And Burns, right?
Yeah, Pavelski or Vlasic sometimes.
On the top power play?
He's been there sometimes.
The hell out of here. Anyway, but let's not even get into the whole why is Vlasic on the power play at all. But
why is Vladkar on the power play? I'm like,
well, yeah, I'll give you that one. But the fact that, I mean, we were used to last season that it was Thornton, Pavelski, Couture, Marlowe, and Burns on the power play. And of course, Marlowe was kind of like half offense, half defense, because his speed can make up for a lot of stuff. So now you have Heed kind of filling that spot because he's got a cannon of a shot. He's got some decent speed, but offensive-minded defenseman. At this point, because the power play is just, you know, Blackhawk down at this point, you know what? Get Heed off there. Let Heed replace Vlasic on the second unit. Bring up Donskoy. Bring up LeBanc, but I would prefer Donskoy. Carlson. I mean, hello. Even Hurdle. I mean, anybody. Let's, like, change this up, or even what Alex is talking about. Put Thornton on the second unit. Bring up Hurdle to center then. I mean, just, like, flip this up.
If this was 5 games ago, I would have gone LeBanc, because I think he was showing he could fill that left wing role that Marlowe was trying to, at least.
And then the Sharks went on a road trip and everyone.
I mean, he's still a rookie. I think he's
a baby. He doesn't have nearly the veteran finesse that Patty had, but I mean, he's compatible in progress at least.
I mean, he reminds me a lot of the early years Hurdle went through. I mean, again, Hurdle better.
I was going to say Hurdle put a goalie out of business, dude, into retirement.
True, at least Hurdle, you saw the promise early in the Stanley Cup. So that's why we still like hold on to that. With LeBanc, it seems like it's much rougher, and he's more of a second or third liner.
Well, and we got a comment in the chat that says, I actually liked Heed Burns up top from KM. And I do, but it's still way too predictable. So we need to flip that. And if we need to put Heed down on the second line to get Vlasic off of it, I'm fine with that. Again, Donskoy trending upward, Carlson trending upward. Take advantage of this. Let's change up the power play, boys.
How was the power play, though? I'm just curious. What was it?
One for six, and very stagnant. They had a 5-on-3 and did nothing.
They had a 6-on-4 as well and did diddly squooges with it.
Because largely, whenever Thorin's on the power play, it seems like it's stuck in one corner,
or on the half boards.
Yeah. Yes.
No, I completely get you. And let's not forget that the Sharks were on a power play when at the end of the game, pronounce the guy's name. Khudobin decides to just sit down and, oh, there's a post behind me. Let me just lean on that and knock that off. And ode to Marty Turco. Kiss my butt, okay? That was ridiculous. Should have been called. The Sharks should have had a 20-on-2 at that point power play.
It seemed like from the 8-minute mark, the Sharks were ones that are giving all the pressure to it. It's just the Bruins always had a strong defense core. It's just they don't really have a lot of shooting to it.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to talk over you. I'm about to get out of here so you guys can go pontificate. But this is what I think is so goddamn funny is you look at just last Monday, the Sharks parade to the penalty box. But boom, you know, they killed 6 straight tonight. And they even killed 2. I think they're up to I think they've killed their last 19 penalties, which is great. But 0-for-6. And then they get 6 straight power plays after getting nothing 3 days ago in Manhattan. And they barely do anything with it. So, okay, now I'll just sit back and drink and have fun.
Bye. All right.
Later.
And with that, we will welcome those of you who've been watching Brody and Kyle McLaren tonight over at NBC Sports California. We welcome you to Teal Town After Dark. This is your live and interactive Sharks postgame show. We like to welcome you always into the YouTube chat on the page or on the app. You can always use the hashtag TealTownUSA when talking to us. And, of course, on the YouTube, always hit that subscribe button down below or to the side or wherever it is. We're so close to 600. We want to get there maybe by Patty's game, you know, since that's the whole thing. It's not Sharks and Leafs. It's Patrick Marleau's return.
There's your beard.
Yeah. And with that, we continue.
I guess before we move to the third period, did you guys really think that we would won against New Jersey or New Castle, New Jersey, New York?
Islanders or Rangers?
Rangers.
I thought that was one of the better games that they've had this whole season. What's the problem?
I mean, I just felt like that was Martin Jones had to be on the top of his game. It just seemed like 38 shots, 40, 30, 35 shots. I felt like the Rangers were outplaying the Sharks on that point. Yeah. At least that was the way I was looking at it.
You sure you weren't watching the Islanders game, bro?
Nope. I was watching the Rangers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Agree to disagree.
All right. Moving into the third period. It was a game where the Bruins had 2-1 lead thanks to Danton Heinen's second goal. That was in the late in the second, excuse me. Sharks had their chances, as we've mentioned already. They finished 1-for-6 in the power play. The Sharks did kill off the 2 penalties that they had throughout the game. Faceoff wise, the Sharks outdueled the Bruins 55-46. Joe Pavelski was pretty good in the faceoff circle early on, kind of diminished at the end. But Rocket, your overall thoughts on tonight?
You know, the last 2 minutes were all heart. They were all heart and soul and a little bit of desperation. And I think maybe that's what the team needs to latch onto as their identity, is heart, soul, and desperation. And if they can't play 60 minutes of heart, soul, and desperation, then it's going to be a bad year for the Sharks and the Sharks fans. But I think the sooner they figure themselves out and they start buying into their own system and they start believing in each other, then the wins will come.
Oh, good fact or fiction in the chat. Alain Vigneault is fired mid-season from New York.
Ooh, does he even make it mid-season?
I was just going to say that, Rocket.
You know, yeah. That's a great question. I mean, obviously, I think it depends. I think they'll give him 20 games, and if they're playing 500, they keep him. If they're under 500, they let him go. And there it is. Your thought, Rocket?
I'm sorry, what? I was reading the chat.
Just Alain Vigneault. I say that the Rangers will give him 20 games, and if he's 500, they keep him, and if he's under 500, they let him go.
No, I think they do something really awful, like fire him on Valentine's Day.
Oh, I like that better.
Heartless, literally. Jeez.
It happened last year, or was it the season before? It was like a big Valentine's Day massacre of coaching.
Was that last year? Man, oh man. It was either last year or the year before. Yeah.
Yeah. Sure.
I totally remember that. And I'm blanking as to how or who it was. But anywho, all right. Let's keep going in the chat here with everything.
Yeah, we haven't like focused on the chat in a while. This is fun.
Yeah. Keeping
themselves busy.
Yeah, last 2 minutes, I saw Hurdle actually get angry twice. Hurdle got angry.
Well, I guess. Grimace face must be always.
Yeah, there you go. Rob Iman saying the Sharks need an enforcer. So would you bring up Mischinter or Bolick in that?
Come in that case? On, right? Dude. We're beyond the. I mean, dude, I'm not trying to dump on you at all. We're beyond the days of Brian Marchment and Scott Parker and Jody Shelley and ad nauseum. And, you know, we're beyond those days. So, you know, as much as Rocket loves Haley, we're beyond that. She's like, let me pour one out for him.
Haley is having a good time with the Florida Panthers, I'll have you know. I wish I could say that were a trending up philosophy, though, AJ, but looking at the Pittsburgh Penguins, who decided that all of a sudden Sidney Crosby needed protection from Ryan fucking Reeves. And yeah, I know, that's my dollar, and you know what? I'll put in two. Ryan fucking Reeves is a bum. And I wish to God he didn't have a job. He's like Rafi Torres, except he doesn't do any production. He just beats people up and he headhunts people. So,
dude, in Gen X, hitting it on the head in the chat, get a star you need to actually protect before getting an enforcer.
There's a thought. That's a very good thought. Oh, finally. Yeah, no, but I don't think we need an enforcer. I think that he's right. I think that we just need a star.
I mean, do the Penguins have an enforcer? Do they have that type of player?
Mike Sullivan?
Ryan Reeves.
Yes, we can still skate, though. I think that role is morphed into still a solid third or fourth liner.
He doesn't have any points. He just skates around and beats people up. That's like the definition of an enforcer.
Sure.
All right, I want to give a quick shout out to Judy Boo, who's working on online assignments and studying anatomy. Easy for me to say while listening to us. So, Judy, here, salute to you. Thank you for watching us tonight. With that, let's do the NHL wraparound, as there are 11 games on the schedule tonight in the NHL, beginning with the Los Angeles Kings shutting out the Montreal Canadiens 4-0.
Jesus Christ, dude. LA just like schooling people right now. This is ridiculous. I mean, like, you expect a player or two to have a bounce back season. Like, the entire LA Kings right now are having a bounce back year.
Except Jeff Carter. And Jake Muzzin.
Well, okay, let's get technical about it.
Well, good point.
I can, so I will.
I think they were one of the best second half teams last year, but it just depends on how the
season. Yeah, because it only took them like half a season to get used to playing without Jonathan Quick.
Hey, I thought they made some interesting moves during the trade deadline.
Yeah, and so did I. They're like, get rid of the general manager, get rid of the coach.
Yeah, like they made, along with the Dallas Stars and the LA Kings, and what they did during the offseason is paying off right now.
Yep.
As Sharks fans, can we all like just kind of just wish for a moment that the Sharks would have dealt with Niemi as quickly as Pittsburgh did? I think I would have been happy.
But would Pittsburgh have dealt with them as quickly if they didn't have as much exposure?
Again, I think Niemi had two or three great years. It's just that contract was too damn long.
Years? I think you spelled games wrong.
No, jeez. Yeah.
If they only played him against Chicago, I think he would have been great.
Again, you're talking about someone who was a Vezina candidate?
For 1 year, yeah, dude.
Two to three great years.
We're also talking about a guy who has a Stanley Cup ring, who had one decent series and played half that season and blah, blah, blah. Dude, I'm tired of hearing that argument, bro. Tired of hearing that argument. There's a lot of shitty players that have a Stanley Cup ring. Example, Tyler Kennedy.
I think what's hurting Niemi is that he replaced Nabokov, and he was a fan favorite.
What hurt him in Dallas when he had all the time in the world to take the number one spot?
He also replaced Marty Turco. I mean, that's...
Did Kerry Lehtinen. I mean, what's your point? I mean, they split the fucking job. Niemi had all the time. For majority
of Sharks fans, that was their favorite goalie growing up. That was their first goalie.
Gen X, wait a minute. Gen X says the Stars looked at Pittsburgh and went, what the hell, we could have waived him?
Okay.
Oh, jeez.
Brody Brazil. That was like, what?
What? Anywho, Niemi is now a Florida Panther as he was picked up off the waivers. But as we continue on with...
In the words of Rocket Backhander, for now.
Yes. Moving onward to scores, the Senators beat the Flyers 5-4. The Senators had a three-goal first period with Phaneuf and Peugeot and, oh boy.
Borolecki.
Thank you.
You got it. I'm here for you, brother.
Thank you for that. All right, and moving onward, Hurricanes surprised the Maple Leafs 6-3.
Oh, my God. A team that has INN in it, and Eric is like, yay.
They have an INA?
I said an INN in it.
Oh,
hello, two shorties in that game.
Yes.
Oh.
I think this was the Maple Leafs' first home loss. So
Maple Leafs, dude, we're talking about Minnesota and the Islanders.
No. We're talking about Hurricanes and Maple Leafs.
Yeah. Oh,
dude, I'm looking at Wild Islanders. What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the Leafs.
Stay on your planet.
The okay. Leafs.
Dude, it's called Polo Nation. I need to get my polo back.
Oh, my God. You need to quarter zip.
Hey, quarter zips for always.
Meanwhile, since AJ's drinking, the Desert Dogs, and apparently I think the Desert Dog fans need some beer too. They are now 0-9-1 as they lose to the Rangers 5-2.
Dude, the Coyotes are like the 49ers of the NHL, just never gonna win.
Oh man,
that's bad for everyone in Arizona.
That's just rough, because I thought this was starting the year that they would start to slowly turn around, not make the playoffs, but slowly come around.
What were the expectations though? Like, how many wins were you looking at for?
I was expecting people to show up to training camp.
Ask Hockey Jerk, dude. Hockey Jerk was expecting like 70 wins this year from the Coyotes.
Cheryl in the chat says the only way the New York Rangers can win a game this year is to play against the Coyotes.
I can agree with you on that one.
Yeah.
or the Cleveland Browns. Either
oh.
Or the 49ers.
Oof. Niners aren't
how
that
about
bad
those out. Golden Knights?
Yeah, exactly.
I love somebody who says the Niners aren't that bad. Whenever somebody says this team is not that bad and they have yet to win a game, to me that goes, no, they are that bad until they win a game. I'm just saying.
In Pittsburgh, Phil Kessel with the overtime winner as the Penguins beat the Winnipeg Jets 2-1.
Who cares?
Move along. Who cares?
Moving on. Tampa Bay takes down the Detroit Red Wings 3-2. It was Kucherov, Stamkos, and Point goals for Tampa Bay. Well, Franz Nielsen provided a shorty and a power play goal for the Red Wings.
Oh, dude, that
as,
sucks.
As the
dude.
Lightning go to 9-1-1.
Regular, dude, when you get a shorty and a power play and you can't get the even strength one, that's got to suck.
Yeah.
Do you think Detroit is going to make the playoffs?
Jesus Christ, no.
I bubble can't team. See it. Yeah, I mean, probably a bubble team, but I
bubble
I
don't out. See it.
They missed the playoffs for the first time in 24 years?
25.
Yep.
So,
in other words, longer than you've been alive.
Right. It's going to depend on
I've been alive for 25 years.
The strength of the other teams at the same time.
Yep. In Florida, the Panthers destroy the Anaheim Ducks.
In fact, if you were trying to stream this game, it was on YouTube or YouPorn.com. That's how much of a raping it was.
AJ.
Dude, this Redeem game was streamed Verbata, on
YouPorn. Redeem Verbata with a hat trick, along with Tippett, Trocheck, Dadanov.
Dude, Dadanov with two? Hello.
Yeah, so it was a crazy game. Ducks go to 4-4-1 on the year. Panthers go to 4-5. Games in progress as I scroll up on my beautiful little website computer thingy bopper. With 7:56 to go, the Wild are up 6-3 on the Islanders as Foligno, Zucker, Stahl, Eric Stahl, I should, Kunin, Mitchell, and Brodin all have goals for Minnesota. Also, it is a tie between Edmonton and Dallas with 8:25 to go in the second period.
Can I just vote for the building to implode on both the teams and the game end like that?
All things considered, that Jamie Benn and Connor McDavid have scored goals in this game.
Oh, Connor McDavid scored in a game? What a shock.
I know, shocker. And of course, as requested by JL on Twitter, Vancouver is tied with the Capitals 0-0 midway through the first period. It's being requested. If it's being requested,
no, okay, you do that. No, I love the fact that my like singular comment has devolved into a chat as to which is better, like Pornhub or RedTube. I think that's awesome.
Oh my God. Really?
No, it was Live Leak.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah.
Either way, really
graphic content is on Live.
Either way, all the people who are watching right now, you know how much we appreciate you. Do us a favor, subscribe if you're new. But just be aware that no matter which one you bring up, Puck Guy has them all open in a tab somewhere.
Wow. Wow. Okay. All right. Jeez. All right.
He's constantly rating them thumbs up, thumbs down.
Thumbs,
thumbs, thumbs,
thumbs,
thumbs,
thumbs up where?
And since it's Thursday, it's our Thursday Twitter poll powered by Ad Space here. DM us! What kind
you
of...
You better have photos.
Squarespace.
You better have photos to provide.
Audible.
Paging Hockey X.
You better have photos to provide to show the differences between your choices.
Are you alone? Do you need something new in your life?
Oh, there we go.
Why not try?
San Jose Sharks Hockey.
Get your new books here.
And Matt Nieto's from Long Beach, California.
Hey, wait a minute. Actually, before we get to the Twitter poll, Long Beach native with a hat trick the other night for Colorado.
If you say Long Beach native enough, it happens. It's like when you fold 1,000 paper cranes, somebody.
Yeah, we talked about those on Pucknologist. Go ahead.
So, by all means, go Gen X.
Dude, Gen X, come on, AJ. You know, Puck Guy surfs, jersey porn, and hockey sweater sex.
I had an argument. Okay, so I'll tell you guys this since you're all Sharks fans and somewhat knowledgeable in the culture of hockey. I got into almost a heated argument with a very young man here in Nashville about the use of the word sweater in parlance of NHL terms. He tried to mansplain to me that, well, no, they used to be sweaters back in the day because, and I'm like, yes, I know it was before synthetic fabrics. I understand this, but they are still called sweaters. He's like, but they're not sweaters. They're jerseys. I'm like, no, they're still called sweaters. If you go to any hockey arena in North America and say, can I see your whatever sweater? They're going to know what you're talking about. He's like, no, they're jerseys. Like, that's the level of ignorance of Nashville fans. They have no give a damn about the culture of the sport.
Oh, come on. That's just.
They just really like chanting.
No. That's just wrong. The fact that you're laying that on all Nashville fans is wrong. That's all of Nashville inhabitants.
Okay. Or people who claim to be employees of never mind.
There you go. I love it. You sweat into a sweater. You can't jeers into a jersey. That's a good one. All right.
Or is they mine though? See?
Or of course, if they were in Long Beach, would they be sharp as cheddar?
And I fear we've gone off the rails once again. Go ahead. Show your photos in your poll, buddy.
Oh my gosh. All right. Thursday Twitter poll. What kind of San Jose Sharks black third jersey would you like to see? If you heard John Tortora on a previous episode of Pucknologist, which you can listen to on teal10usa.com, he said that they were leaning towards a black jersey. I
wouldn't say leaning towards, I'd say all but confirmed, but yes.
Gotcha. Yes. Looking at the results here, we have 33% for out of a box idea, 30% for the what I call the that CUDA black jersey, 24% something similar to black armor, and 13% for an old timey faux back.
I'm bringing faux back.
Yeah. One of the ideas that me and AJ have been tinkering around with, through the wee hours of the morning, was kind of a hybrid of of the second gen style, where it kind of brings on the shoulder fins that you saw in the second generation.
Which one would this be according to your Twitter poll? Out of the box?
This would be out of the box.
Okay.
Something different that you haven't really seen from the Sharks.
Okay. So as you're showing this, people watching on the chat, what do you think about this one?
Yep, and I'll see. I don't think I can pull the backside of it. So there's that one. The CUDA idea, I'll show the
original. Eric is wearing.
Well, the one I'm wearing, of course, what it came out to be. But, you know, the original idea had more teal in it. We call this that black CUDA jersey.
I would buy that for the neckline only.
So there's that one. Of course, black armor. You've already seen black armor. A faux back, you would probably reference like maybe one of the Detroit Red Wings really old throwback jerseys. That one that said Detroit when during the 75th NHL season. Of course, as Chester Chivo said on Twitter earlier, just make the Sharks jersey, Sharks Heritage jersey, as a in the add a zero version. There's that one, of course.
I think I also said, but okay.
Well, yes, but he mentioned on Twitter, so I'm trying to give him a shout out.
Oh, shout out, Nedich.
So, of course, there's always, since they have 800 bajillion logos to use now, there's always this idea with the Screaming Shark. Yuck.
So, have they done like an all blue similar to the Red Wings, but they're all white? Just
for an all stuff. Blue? Are we the LA Dodgers? What the hell are you talking about?
I'm just throwing out stuff. Like, just have they done something similar to the Red Wings in that regard?
Not really, where they had like the different like arm.
We've done tons of all black.
Yeah, I know. Tons of all black. You know
what? I think that this round of black jerseys would be better off if they used a not quite black like they did for the All-Stars and used more texture, like the difference between the regular teal and then the shoulder patch, how it's dimpled. They should use like charcoal and not quite black just to give it a little bit more depth and then make a little bit more of the graphic of black.
Have they done I mean, I would personally want them to do something with orange. Orange and black.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm not trying to piss on your party right now,
but you have to take into account. No. I'm not trying to piss on his party, but the fact of the matter is, we literally have a team that plays at SAP Center whose third jersey is orange. And if they didn't exist, then I'd be fine. See, and you bring up that point too, which I also did bring up in an article on Teal Town USA. There are two teams already in the Pacific whose primary color is going to be orange next year. The Ducks and the
Islanders.
The Oilers and the Ducks.
Just because there's a lot of self-tanning going on in New Jersey.
Yeah, like literally, dude, like you would think after the idiot that we have in office, like orange should be an out, like just like no more orange.
I think they can incorporate it. I know orange is starting to become a popular, you know, just color in general, but I think there is some way to incorporate it. And I know we play the Oilers maybe 4 or 5 times a year, but there's a way to incorporate it.
There is that one little stripe on the sleeve. That's it. That's all you get.
That, yeah, it looks awful. The orange is miserable. No and no. Next.
Dude, this franchise literally existed for like 16 years before orange was ever involved. So stop it.
Well, what about red then?
What are we, the fucking Vegas?
No, I'm just saying.
This is the guideline specifically that Sharks logos cannot be used with the color red. It is specific.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I didn't know that because I'm thinking Jaws and red.
No, it's not even that, dude. Put teal and red next to each other. Like, it's like oil and water, dude. It just doesn't even come close to matching.
When they were doing the edge change and went to the current Sharks logo as it is, the original idea was to go teal, black, red with a hint of gray in it. So to kind of match the shark head with the glowing red eye, but it was denied mainly because they're concerned about the gang issues with red.
I can see that.
Yeah, and that's why it was.
And that's why we have Pacific teal in the first place.
Yeah, and not to mention the fact that, again, you put teal and red next to each other, I mean, looks absolutely horrible.
Yeah, big blend.
It's like trying to put like purple and red. Like there are certain colors that do not complement each other. Teal and red are part of that esteemed group.
Jesus Christ,
design guy, let it go.
That'll be for another episode of Jersey Jargon with Hockey Jerk.
Did you guys talk about Dallas and the Oilers? They're playing tonight, but
yeah, they're tied at 2-2.
Explode and fall on top of them.
Or I take it back. It's now 3-2 as Ryan Nugent Hopkins scores for Edmonton, so the Oilers now have the lead.
3-2 as the Dallas Stars are going, maybe we should have kept Niemi. Can we talk about the Wild 6-3 over the Islanders right now with 1:26 left? Hey now.
What do you think has been more disappointing, the Oilers or the Wild?
The Washington Capitals.
Okay. No.
No, I would say Edmonton for sure. Edmonton was like the hot pick coming out of the West to take on the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Yeah, with McDavid. You can see that. But
yeah.
Dude, I would say the Wild.
Any attention to the Capitals?
Todd McClellan.
No, I get the Capitals have had a rough go as it is too, but I think Edmonton, they're 2-5-1. I don't think anybody had them.
You know, nobody had them up there. Dude, nobody had games. Vegas in second place in the Pacific with one loss after 3 weeks. I mean, come on, dude. Washington is a perennial playoff team lately. Dude, the fact that they are, 1 point out of the basement in the Met, come on.
It's crazy. It's crazy, but it is early.
Dude, it's so bad that the Sharks have a chance of getting Ovechkin.
Mm-hmm. Shut up, AJ.
Oh, man. All right. With that, let's go with final thoughts, Mr. Martinet.
It's not surprising that the Sharks lost. It's their 4th out of 5 on the road. So Saturday is when the Sharks play versus Buffalo at 10 a.m.
Which yes.
is fun? Question mark at 10 a.m. But I hate when they play 10 a.m. games, but I don't think it's a must win, but I do think we need to be 6-4 to end the month. But that's kind of where my final thoughts are.
Gotcha. Miss Backhander?
Final thoughts. All right, so this was not the prettiest game. There were moments in this game that I liked. There's a lot of elements of it that were really frustrating because I don't feel like everybody on this team is on the same page, and I don't mean all the players. I mean, like, I feel like there's beginning to be that rift between coaching and the players like there was before. And a lot of the things that Pete DeBoer says, it just sounds like he's making up stories to cover up what's really going on. So whatever is happening with all of the rotating cast of characters, I don't think that we have the true story on it. I don't know what the condition of the locker room is, but I don't think it's 100% positive, and I don't put this solely on the players.
Good to know, and I appreciate your final thoughts, Mr. AJ Strong.
Oh, my God, so many final thoughts. Okay, very quickly, I'm going to do what I can.
Oh, boy.
This game sucked tonight for me. The power play sucked. PK was good, but the power play was abysmal. The fact that the NHL does not know what delay a game is when a goalie literally pushes the net off on purpose, that pisses me off. So we're going to let that one kind of slide there. My other final thought being is whether it's Puck Guy, whether it's Rocket, whether it's myself, I really want to get a GoFundMe set up so we can get, you know what I would really like? Because like I've got this like really nice teal background with some different stuff. Rocket. I mean, oh my God, she's got this incredible shelf behind her, and you see behind Puck Guy with his fantastic Teal Town banner. I would really like to get like a poster that kind of has, like the height lines that you see in a jail to put behind Alex, because it would like fit that wall so perfectly. Like you just put height lines. I think that would be great. And maybe if we can get them a little sign that says Sharks fans since 2020. So anyway, so for that, other than that, we had a new Pucknologist this week, and oh my God, it might have been the best episode we've ever done. It was a ton of fun. It really was a blast. And here's your beard. It was awesome.
Here's your bird.
Here's your beard. We were all over the place. So I'm AJ_Strong on Twitter and Instagram, and follow @Pucknologist on Twitter. Go find us on SoundCloud, because I'm telling you, this week is worth the listen.
All righty. Wait, actually, I'm sorry. Let's get your Twitter handles, Miss Backhander.
My name is Rocket Backhander. You can find me gifing a lot, posting up really positive thoughts about Brendan Dillon because he is my guy, and also other Sharks inquiries in life about being a Sharks fan here in Nashville. Twitter, capital R, capital B, little Ackhander 76. Also taking photographs of my fun life here in Nashville because I can't do it in San Jose anymore. Rocket Backhander, one word, on Instagram. Slide into my DM. See what happens, punk.
All right, and Alex.
Wow. You can find me on Twitter at Al Martinet. I have a ton of stuff, a ton of reviews I'm going to be publishing on my Twitter account, so you can follow those over there. 9 games in, Brent Burns still hasn't scored a goal, so that's a joy.
Who?
Brent Burns.
Jesus, how many? 9?
Jesus. 9 games Christ. In.
And definitely not one of his best games tonight.
Yeah, so
it's like playing the part of Brent Burns tonight will be Brendan Dillon.
Let's just remember Matt Nieto has 3 more goals than Brent Burns does.
The season ended today.
yes. Let's just remember Tim Head has 1 more goal than Brent Burns.
Hey now.
Hey right. now.
Anyways, you can find me on Twitter at Al Martinet.
Awesome.
Gonna be a long season.
yes. In case you missed anything from the show or you want to hear it again, check us out on teal10usa.com or your favorite podcatcher, whether it's iTunes, Google Play, SoundCloud, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube, you name it. And of course, before we go, I have to give some birthday love to this puppy right here, my precious little Marlo. It's his birthday today. He had his customary meatloaf dinner.
Oh, that's Christ. Right,
didn't you? Yes.
The return of Marlo.
That's right, the return of Marlo.
He didn't go to Toronto, right?
This one didn't go to Toronto. He has a no movement clause.
If he's got a no movement clause, it must be a real pain scooping his poop. I would expect a bigger dog if he has a no movement clause. I'm just saying.
Oh, jeez. And of course, he's joined by his fellow line mate, Sharky.
All right. So, and can I just say, hold on. Dillon had the best game I've ever seen him play. So to him, I say, dilly dilly.
Dilly dilly. All right. Dilly dilly. We will be back with you, probably in our robes, eating Eggo waffles, following the Sharks and Sabres. And let's hope that they actually win in Buffalo again. It'd be like only the third time ever.
Buffalo.
Let's hope we don't add one more to population of Palmerville. And with that, I better get out of here before AJ kills me. Keep it real. Keep it teal. Keep it real, teal. We will see you Saturday afternoon. Okay. Good night, everyone.